Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
When you hear the Hollywood stage name Chuck Spadina, you probably think of an actor like Owen Wilson or Jim Carrey or like a Robin Williams or something. Not somebody as sexy as Keanu Reeves, but he recently, in an interview on the New Heights podcast, he revealed that when he was up and coming in Hollywood, he considered using a Hollywood stage name called Chuck Spadina.
I was walking on the beach and I was just like, my name, what am I, change my name?
Yeah.
No, and it ended up, my middle name is Charles. So I was like, Chuck, and I grew up on a street called Spadina, Chuck Spadina. And then I was like, just something Templeton. But then I was just like, so then I became Casey Reeves.
Oh my God. Casey Reeves?
Casey Reeves?
Credited as Casey Reeves.
in your first film?
I think so. Maybe. And
wow. Yeah,
maybe. I think there is. And then I couldn't do it. So then I would be in auditions and they'd go Casey Reeves. And I would be like, I wouldn't even answer. I was like,
somebody's got to call you and you got to respond.
I think like 6 months later, I was like, I'm not doing this.
I just don't understand when you're blessed with a Hollywood-esque name like Keanu, why you would want to mess it up and be called Chuck or KC when you could be Keanu.
Because I guess you're not getting jobs, so you're like, I'm going to try anything. It must be my name, so I'll try the name change.
Also, there had been, I mean, this was a hot minute ago when he came on the scene, and I think it used to be there was a little bit of concern around foreign-sounding names. Like, I remember Christina Aguilera talking about her last name and how they wanted to change it, and other stars as well who had difficult to pronounce or quote-unquote foreign-sounding names and whether or not they should change it into something that's more Americanized. Mm. So I do wonder if there was something around Keanu versus Chuck.
So it made me want to think about all the other celebrities that have stage names who have gone out of their way to change their names. And so I'm going to go down a list. I'm going to tell you their real name. And if you can pinpoint who the actor or the singer or whoever is, then you'll get a proverbial point. But yeah, there's no prize here. So who do you think Elizabeth Woolridge Grant is? Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
Elizabeth?
Cassie looks like she knows.
No, I don't know why, but Elizabeth Banks came to mind.
It was picked because it sounded like old Hollywood meets a Miami motel sign. This is none other than Lana Del Rey. She was born Elizabeth Woolridge Grant. There's a singer. Her name is Ashley Nicolette Frangipani, which I think I'm pronouncing
Halsey.
Correctly. That is Halsey. And it's basically an anagram for the name Ashley and also a Brooklyn street. This one I feel like the elders in the room will get. Do you know who Reginald Kenneth Dwight is?
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Dwight's the last name?
Yeah, this is one of the most famous musicians in the world.
I know it.
You want to go ahead and get it?
What's Elton John?
It's Elton John.
I don't know.
So he had an album called Red Strikes Back.
Really?
So Elton took the name Elton from his bandmate Elton Dean and John from a blues singer Long John Baldry. Do you know who Amala Ratna Zandile Dela Mini is?
No, I do not.
You're gonna the stage name is way easier to say.
Yeah, I was about to like make it your life miserable and be like, can you repeat that, please? But I'm not gonna make you do that.
No, I already butchered it once. Don't make me do it again.
It's Doja Cat.
It's Doja Cat. How did you know?
Because Tommy just whispered it to me.
Thomas. Okay, do you know who Kate Isabel Furler is?
Kate.
Give me a second to think about it.
Kate Furler.
Kate Isabel Furler. Kate. Tommy, I swear on my life, if you use your Jedi mind powers in the IFB for bad.
Is it Isla Fisher? Is it musician or actress?
It is a female singer.
And Kate Furler?
She is known best for a music video featuring one of the kids from Dance Moms.
Sia.
It's Sia.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Tommy.
Why do I try to do anything fun and creative anymore?
This is fun. Abby, keep going.
Tommy, via Rebecca.
Do you know who Christopher Edwin Brough is?
Yeah, of course we do, if you just give us a couple of seconds.
Actor, I'm going to try. Actor Rebecca, or musician?
Oh, wait, my mic's on.
Yeah.
It's a musician.
Christopher Edwin Brough?
Christopher Edwin Brough, which I have to say, why would you change? This is a great name.
It is. Give us a clue.
This person changed it to their stage name after seeing a specific movie.
Oh, Frank Ocean. Ocean's 11. Right? Thanks, Tommy.
Tommy.
Can the show end today? Or do we really have to do another week?
Okay, I'm with you.
Last one. Do you know who Adam Richard Wiles is?
Yes, Calvin Harris. Uh-huh. I knew that one.
And this is a direct quote from our prep service. It says that he chose it because it was racially ambiguous.
Yes.
And he wanted his music to reach more people.
I've heard that because he's like a pasty, Irish boy or something? Scottish boy?
He's Scottish.
And so, he wanted to be ambiguous.
This is The Bert Show.